Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here today on this Tuesday, May the 4th, 2021. Here we are right in the month of May. And, well, we'll come back to this drone thing in just a second. But I want to tell you, this morning, I went through my normal spot to get my beverage. And I have had some mornings where I had to wait. I do not know what in the world was going on there this morning. I waited well over 25 minutes. Now, the lane I was in was moving slow. But when I pulled in, we were out to the driveway, which has happened before. So I thought, well, you know, I have some time here before I have to be on the air. And it's been way out here before, but the line moves pretty fast. But today, this line was not moving. And once you get in the line, there is a certain point where you can't get out. That's also a problem, especially if you're on the inside lane, which I was this morning. So I got caught in the inside lane, so I was stuck there. And of course, the outside lane was moving faster. No matter what situation I'm in, 9 out of 10 times, I choose the slower lane, especially when I'm in a hurry. Now, if I'm not in a hurry, if it's in the evening and I'm leaving work, well, then I'm always in the fast lane. I can get home rather quick. But if I have to be somewhere, oh yeah, I get the slow lane. But that's what happened this morning. And I'll tell you, that will drive you nuts. That will just about put you over the edge, having to wait in that line. And I guess I could have gotten out and went inside, but to be honest with you, once you're stuck in that drive-through, you can't get out. There is no possible way to get out because it's bumper to bumper, and you can't penetrate the outside lane because it's right next to you. So I don't even know how you get out once you get in. But that's what happened this morning. So I came in this morning just as the theme music was playing. And I'll tell you something. I normally don't turn on the radio in the morning when I'm running late, because I don't want to hear the obituaries in the news, because I think, well, I'm going to be late. I'm going to be late. And you know, it makes you a little nervous. So this morning, for some reason, because I knew I was running particularly late, I decided when I hit the boulevard to flip on the station. And the obituaries had already played. So the news was starting to play just as I was coming down the boulevard. So you see exactly about how much time I had. I had 3 minutes of news, 1 minute of weather, and 1 minute of my theme song. So 5 minutes I had to get here from the start of the boulevard to pulling in here, to getting out of the car, to getting the door unlocked, to getting inside, sitting down, and doing the interview. But I made it, so we're all okay. Does anybody else have this trouble but me? Am I the only one who's cursed? Or does anybody have a solution? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if you have anything to say in regard to Rich Cordray being on in hour number one, let us know. We thank him for coming on. Now he has officially started his job. It must have been at 9 o'clock this morning that he officially started the job. with the student aid department for the federal government. So we wish him well and thank him for stopping by this morning to do that interview. And right before we went to break, we did have a phone call, and I don't know if it had to do with drones or whatever, but we were talking about the drones that Kroger might start using to deliver their groceries. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I was reading the paper, and Kroger has an article in here, and it says about the drones.
Oh, yeah.
The testing will begin this week at their marketplace in Centerville between Cincinnati and Dayton.
So it is going to happen here in Ohio.
Yes, and it said that deliveries are scheduled to begin later this spring, and a secondary is scheduled to launch this summer at a store in California.
Hmm.
And it said there's a 5-pound limit on the groceries with the drone.
Now, do you understand how this works?
No.
Neither do I. I guess now I understand the 5-pound limit, but I don't get how. I mean, I guess you would have to pay ahead, and I don't know. Does somebody have to direct the drone to drop it off on your door? Or
I don't know. Well, they said there's a pilot, a licensed pilot with Kroger's partner, Drone Express, will manage the flights.
You know, I can just see drones or groceries falling out of the sky onto cars and people walking. You know, if you get hit by a 5-pound box of groceries in the head when you're walking down the street, this is not going to be good.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't even do the delivery. I like going to the grocery store. I like picking out my own food. And I'm going to continue to it until I'm no longer able.
Well, you know, I can understand. I do think people should go to the grocery store just because I think it's a social thing. But, and you can also see the meat and see the produce and all that.
Right.
But I guess I can understand delivery. You know, people who can't get out. I get that. But drones, I mean, I don't understand that. That is completely beyond my mind.
We're living in a new world.
I guess we are. Well, thanks for the information. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. It's going to start this week. They don't waste any time with those drones. So, it'll be a 5-pound limit on what you can order. So, I guess now you have to know how much your food weighs. Because the drone will only support 5 pounds. And it sounds like they've outsourced this to some drone company. You know, I don't know. I just think this has disaster written all over it. But I'll be positive. We'll see how it goes. And who knows? Maybe it'll be the newest, greatest thing there's ever been. Drones delivering your groceries. Does anybody have anything else to say about this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Drones delivering groceries. We've now went from going to the grocery store to people delivering your groceries to drones delivering your groceries. You know, the steps we take, it's something. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just don't see how that drone thing is going to work. I mean, what can you have delivered that's less than 5 pounds, really?
I don't know. How much you think a gallon of milk costs, or weighs?
About a gallon of water, I think, weighs 8 pounds.
Oh, does it?
So, you know, milk's thicker than water, so it's got to weigh at least 8 pounds. How is it going to be cost-effective for them to do it?
Well, I just don't see where, I guess I don't get it. I don't get, if they can't even deliver a gallon of milk, which is something a lot of people go to the grocery store for, I mean, are they talking about, well, you can't deliver prescriptions because people have to sign for those.
Well, you can probably get a loaf of bread, maybe.
Maybe a loaf of bread. You think peanut butter would fit in there? Peanut butter, jelly?
Yeah.
I don't know. Meat, you know, I look at the poundage on meat. You know, a normal size thing of ground beef or ground chuck weighs about 3.5 pounds.
if every store has drones, let's say Kroger's has few drones, Meijer's has some drones, you know, even all your independent stores has drones. Now, how's this going to work with all these drones flying around? Especially in a big city where there's big, tall skyscrapers. And then, you know, I don't know if you've ever delivered a pizza, but, you know, finding these addresses sometimes just isn't as easy as what it sounds.
Well, that's what I would think. Like a neighborhood like Grandview or Fair Park or Chateau, where these neighborhoods, the houses are very close together, I would think that it would be very easy to drop the groceries off at the wrong house.
Well, you could have an address, let's say 194 Smith Street, rear. Okay, well, you would think that was the door in the back of the house, wouldn't you?
Well, you would.
Okay, but, you know, I've ran into a situation where it's a garage in back of the house, and the door to the garage is not facing the house, it's facing the alley.
Well, and what?
And that's 194 rear. So, you know, how are these drones going to figure all this out? And then when you go to a motel, what are they going to do, fly through the motel, you know, in there to room 102 and...
Well, what about apartment complexes? A lot of kids live in apartments now. What about the annex out here? How would you ever get to the correct dorm room?
Yeah.
And don't forget, I mean, and I'm not saying, you know, there are nice houses in every part of Marion, and there are bad houses in every part of Marion. But I'm telling you, there are some neighborhoods in this town, if they see a drone with a five-pound box from Kroger attached to it, somebody might just lose their drone and lose their groceries before they get delivered.
True. And sometimes this new technology, you know, just is not... can cause a lot more harm than good. It's like cell phones. You know, how many problems and accidents and problems do people have with cell phones? It's annoying when you go into a Walmart or a store and people's talking on the cell phone, and they're in the middle of the aisle, and you want to get through, and they have no idea you're around. They're oblivious. If you wanted to pick their purse up out of their cart and take it with you, they wouldn't know because they're concentrated on their cell phone.
Oh, that's true. You know, I saw that.
Accidents are caused by the cell phones. You know,
well, I saw that in the line this morning. You know, it was extra long, but there were cars who had been waiting there, just like me, 20, 25 minutes. So what do? They get on their cell phone, and then when the line moves, they don't move.
Right. We just talked about that just the other day, about that truck that honked the horn at the lady because she was on the cell phone.
That's right.
And I don't, you know, when you're making a phone call, you know, I don't want to listen to your phone call. How many times have you been around people that's on the cell phone and they're talking so loud that, you know, they're invading the peace?
I know. It's a different thing. People will walk up to you and they'll be on the phone and act like you're not even there. They'll wave, but they can't say hello because they're on the phone.
Yeah, or they'll go to a store. You know, we used to have a pizza shop and they'll come in there to get their pizza and their cell phone will ring while you're trying to check them out. Well, they think you need to wait on them while they make their answer that phone.
Yeah, it's definitely become a whole different world. But the drone thing, you know, I remember when Domino's wanted to go to driverless cars, and I have never seen that become a big thing. I don't know if it ever happened or not, but that's been about 3 years ago now, and I have not seen that in a whole lot of communities. So I think they eventually thought better of that idea.
Well, eventually I think that's going to be a big thing, too. But you know, there's going to be... You know, that technology, you know, is going to have its problems, too. And sometimes, you know, what good it does causes more harm than good.
I think you're right. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in this morning.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open. The conversation this morning, drones delivering your groceries. 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. It's very complicated, and as I say, you know, especially in the spring, summer, fall, people are out on their porches, and if a kid sees a drone flying into a neighborhood with a box from Kroger or a box from any other grocery store attached to the drone, you know, those things might come up missing. The drone might come up missing. I don't know. What do you think? 740-383-9944. The world we live in. Driverless pizza cars and drones delivering your groceries. This is where we've come. Or if anybody has a solution in regard to a 25-minute wait to get a diet soda in the morning. Holy mackerel. You know, I don't even know what the solution is. Because as I said earlier, once you get in the line, you can't get out. So once you've committed, you're stuck. Now, some days the line moves fast. Some days the line moves slow. And you know what's puzzling to me? You know, the menu at these places does not change every day. So people pull up to these menus and they look at them like they've never changed. Or they're changing every day. These menus never change. You know, I don't know what they're looking at. Let me see what looks good. I don't know. It's funny to me, in a way. You know, not that we've all got to be rush, but people who sit there and take 4 or 5 minutes looking at that menu, my goodness, the menu at some of these fast food places has been the same for years. 4 or 5 years. What in the world is to see at this point? This morning I'm going to get something different? I don't know. Same cup of coffee, same Frappuccino. 740-383-9944. Anybody have anything to say this morning? Anybody have any interesting things going on in their life? Or things going on around our city, our county, that's of interest to you? You know, yesterday, we had another day where I was asking about the whereabouts of Don Fleming and Ruth Green. Now, I enjoyed that program because I didn't get any answers, full answers. I still have not located either one of them. But yesterday I was talking about Ruth Green, who worked for the Marion Star for many, many years. And as I said yesterday, Ruth would be probably 95 or better at this point. And just a very nice woman. She used to live over by Grant Middle School, lived there for a long, long time. And we got a call yesterday from a lady who had delivered mobile meals for Ruth and said that she felt that Ruth had, well, she knows Ruth has left her home. But we really don't know why Ruth has left her home or where she ended up. And Ruth, I believe, did not have any kids. I believe that's right. When I knew Ruth, I never saw any kids around, and I never heard her really talk of any kids. So I don't believe she had any kids. She did have a sister who died a few years ago. And she did have a husband who died many, many years ago. But other than that, I really don't know if she had any other family. So she might have been the last one. So it's kind of hard to figure out what happened to her. I don't think she has departed yet. But does anybody know the whereabouts of Ruth Green at this particular point? Such a nice, nice lady. Could not have been nicer. Tiny little woman. Always had the red hair. Even into her 90s. Just a good, good lady. So, if anybody knows the whereabouts or knew Ruth Green or knows Ruth Green, give me a buzz. I'd love to know how she's doing. 740-383-9944. Or if Ruth herself is out there listening, give me a buzz. I'd love to hear her voice. Ruth had a very unique voice as well. A very happy, kind voice. And she was a very good journalist. Very well known for writing stories in the Marion Star, as well as she did a lot of the obituaries. And she was a whiz at writing the obituaries. And like I say, she would be certainly in her 90s, and I'm thinking probably late 90s at this point. But the last time I did see her, she was doing very well, health-wise. So, Ruth Green, still on our radar, we have not tracked down. And Don Fleming, which now we've been doing for about 3 days. Now, we've had a lot of reports on Don Fleming, but as far as Don turning up, that has not happened yet. Now, as I said last week, I knew Don Fleming as somebody who attended county commissioner meetings and city council meetings and used to get up and ask a lot of questions, and he was rather bombastic in doing that. And we've had a lot of calls that certainly sound like the guy. He was a bigger guy, and we're not talking about heavy. We're talking about, you know, just a big, broad-shouldered stature guy. Big guy. And we had calls that there was some connection with a construction company, Fleming Construction, and then it was said maybe his son owned that company, or that was a different Don Fleming. I'm not really sure. And then we had a report yesterday that maybe he had gotten into some trouble with a firearm, although I had never heard anything about that, but who's to say? It could be true, but has anybody been able yet to ascertain any information on Don Fleming or Ruth Green? Would like to know where they are. And age-wise, we're guessing Ruth, like I say, is probably late 90s. Now, Don would probably be early 80s, is what we have figured out there. Because when I knew him, he was probably in his 60s. But we had somebody call in who say they went to school with him, and he probably was a few years older, and the person who went to school with him was in their late 70s. So we're guessing Don was in his probably early 80s. It's kind of interesting, because everybody else we've kind of profiled on this show, from Mr. Sansoda, who used to be kind of the ladies' man over at the roller rink, to Al Weichel, the collector here in Marion, and other people. We've always been able to locate them. But for some reason, there's something with Ruth and Don that we are not able to locate them. And, you know, they both were certainly, for lack of a better term here, they both were very active in the community. You know, I think Don certainly worked in the community and then became active in politics. I think somebody even said yesterday that he might have run for office at some point. And that might have been right. I don't remember that, but it could have happened. And Ruth worked with the Marion Star right up through the early 90s and stayed in the community, was a fixture in the community right up through recent years. So if anybody has any information on Don Fleming or Ruth Green, or if they are out there listening, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Like I said, one of my last reports on Ruth was that the man who was taking care of her yard said he listened to the station and that she listened. So I was glad to hear that. But that was really the last report I had heard about Ruth. I did see her in the grocery store a couple years ago. Now, Don, I have not seen for quite a while. I don't remember the last time I saw Don Fleming. But somebody did shoot me a phone number for Don Fleming. But, you know, I don't want to call him because, you know, on the air. Because, you know, you don't want to bother people. So we're just trying to look for information, or maybe somebody who knows either one of them, to find out how they're doing. Because these were people who you pass by, who you don't want to forget, and if they are still with us doing things, we'd like to know what they're up to. So there you go. Any reports this morning on Don Fleming or Ruth Green? 740-383-9944. This has been a real mystery. But I think that we will eventually come to the end of this mystery. And there have been no messages left here at the station in regard to either one of these people. So we're hoping one day they will turn up. 740-383-9944. Now, I do want to let you know, coming up today on this station, Adam the Computer Guy from 2 to 3, and Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4 to 5, today right here on WWGH, programs you certainly do not want to miss. They'll be very enlightening programs, to be sure. Now, does anybody have anything more to say about groceries being delivered by drones, or the education system in this country, or just anything in general? We've talked about quite a few things here on the morning show, and it's always fun to get a dialogue going about things going on in the community. You know, I see a lot of talk right now about vaccinations, and I'm not sure why our numbers are low. But I'm told that our percentage of people vaccinated is not as high as we would like it to be. Now, why this is, I have no idea. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? Why the vaccination numbers are not where, apparently, we think they should be? I don't know. I think that's interesting. You would think that people waited for a year for these vaccinations, and now apparently you don't even need an appointment. You can just go out and get the vaccination. That people would be doing it. But there is some trepidation in getting these vaccines. So I guess everybody has to do what's right for them. I guess in the end, that's really the point. You have to do what's right for you. And I don't think the internet has been a great help in this, because there's a lot of information on the internet that's not right. And people read it, and I think it frightens them. And when that happens, that can be a mess. So does anybody have any thoughts on the whole vaccination process? I know a lot of kids seem to be a little more trepidatious than you would think about getting the vaccines. I don't know why that is either. I don't know what it is about being under the age of 25 that makes you nervous about getting the vaccine. Because, you know, they probably got vaccinated, I'm sure they did, when they were very young, for other things. So why this has become a bother, I really don't know. But here we are. 740-383-9944. I also did not get any answers yesterday when I was asking about how do you save an old cookie? Because as I said over the weekend, my refrigerator was cleaned out by a very nice person. And my refrigerator was bad. I mean, you could find Amelia Earhart in the back of my refrigerator. And we threw out a ton of stuff that needed to be thrown out. But what I found in my refrigerator was these, they were election cookies. I think back from 2016. You know, the cookies that Dayspring Church gives you when you go there to vote, and they're decorated all up like a campaign button. And, you know, the cookie has no mold on it or anything. I certainly wouldn't eat it now. That's been a few years ago. But is there any way to preserve this cookie? Because I want to take it out of the refrigerator. But I'm afraid if I take it out of the refrigerator, it's going to mold and that'll be the end of it. So I don't know. Is there any way to preserve food that has possibly been around a little too long? I know that sounds like a funny question, but, and I guess I really have no significance to this cookie. I guess I could just throw it out. But when I looked at it, when I was pulling it out of the refrigerator on Saturday, I looked at it and I thought, you know, I remember that. I remember why I kept that. And it might be nice to keep. Here is the thing. What is the difference between somebody who keeps things and somebody who is a hoarder and somebody, you know, I don't know what the difference is there. I think that's an interesting question. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I have to say I'm a little impressed. Maybe impressed isn't the word. Yeah, it is. But you have a cookie that's 5 years old in your fridge.
5 years old? Can you believe that?
I cannot, and I must have been really incredibly made. I'm wondering if you can shellac it.
Well, that's what I wonder. I don't know what to do with it now because, you know, it was way in the back. And when I was pulling stuff out of there, because I threw a ton of stuff away, here came this cookie. And I thought, oh, I remember that. That was from the election of 2016, the presidential election. And I remember I kept that because I think it's in the decoration of like a go vote a sticker.
Sure.
So that's why I kept it at the time. But I totally forgot that it was in there. And so now I pull it out, and I didn't want to throw it away the other night. And then I was thinking to myself, well, am I a hoarder? Am I one of those people? Do I need to see a psychiatrist?
I mean, yeah. I mean, 5 years, that's impressive.
Yeah. No mold on this cookie, though. Why do you think
no... Was it shrink wrapped?
No. It was just on a little, I think it was a styrofoam plate.
Oh, my goodness. So it was totally exposed.
Totally exposed for 5 years.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not sure other than maybe shellacking it or just take a picture of it and preserve the memory of it that way.
Well, that's what I might have to do now. But I was so amazed that this thing has held up for 5 years and I didn't even do it on purpose. I just didn't clean out the refrigerator. So now I have some kind of attachment to this cookie because
right.
Now I feel like, well, how long is it going to take for this thing to mold? Because this seems...
I mean, it almost feels unfair to throw it away at this point. I mean, it's weathered it, tough it out for 5 years. It almost feels cruel to throw it away.
Well, that's what I think. You know, and I threw away all kind. I threw away apple butter. I threw away ketchup that was past the expiration, mayonnaise, there were butter that was in there forever. I threw away a ton of stuff. My refrigerator is bare now, but it has a 5-year-old cookie in it.
That's insane to me. You should take a picture. I would love to see it.
You know, I might do it. I'll tell you, here's the funny thing I have not mentioned. And go figure, it was laying on top of some Christmas cookies from 5 years ago. So I didn't throw those out either.
Wow.
I know.
Maybe now that things are cleared out, you'll be able to see what you've actually got and Your refrigerator must be like a magic box or something. I've never heard of anything staying preserved that long.
Yeah, what would normally happen to a cookie? Because I would think after a year, something would happen to it.
You know, I don't really know. That's a good question. What kind of icing is on it? Is it like the royal, the kind of hard? Or
yeah.
Is it like the buttercream that's softer?
You know what? It's certainly hard now.
I would think so. I bet it was royal icing. I mean, that doesn't have any butter in it. It dries hard, and that may have helped preserve it. I find that so fascinating.
Well, you know what? On this note, because I had this discussion with somebody the other night, a couple weeks ago, you know how grocery stores take items, and when they're getting close to the sell-by date, they clearance them. So I noticed, I'm going to say a couple weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, they had clearanced, I forget what flavor they are. It's like cotton candy or something. But cotton candy Twinkies. Now, you know, they're in the box.
I saw those.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So they had clearanced all these cotton candy Twinkies. And I think the sell-by date was somewhere in late April, I think is where it was. So they were selling them for like 69 cents or something. So I bought like 4 or 5 boxes of these, even though I don't eat Twinkies, because I thought I could, you know, because a lot of people come over and they're hungry, and I'm not a big sweets person.
Sure.
So I said, oh, I'll have these on hand. So the other day, I was going to give somebody one of these Twinkies, and they saw the sell-by date on the box, and they said, well, no, those are spoiled. And I said, well, I don't think Twinkies ever spoil.
I mean, they certainly wouldn't be spoiled that fast.
Well,
people are really funny about that. My daughter is very funny about sell-by dates. And I tried to tell her, you know, that's more for the protection of the store. You know, things are good a while past it.
Yeah, but I guess I don't understand. Twinkies are kept on a shelf. And there is certainly nothing in a Twinkie. You would never refrigerate a Twinkie, even if you opened it. So I'm not sure what is in a Twinkie that's going to spoil.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I was thinking the filling might be made with butter, but no, that wouldn't be the case.
No, so
Yeah, not sure.
No, it's got to be something that is not milk-based, because they're certainly not kept in the freezer department.
Right.
So
yeah,
I don't know. I thought wasn't there a study years ago that a Twinkie will last forever? And I thought I read this study that a Twinkie will never spoil in the lifetime of a person.
Oh, wow. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, look that up. Because now I've got like 3 boxes of these left, which are just, you know, a little like past the sell. I don't want to say expired, because it's really not an expiration date. It's just the sell-by date. But you know what? I'm sure they're all in the box. They're all shrink-wrapped in the plastic. I'm sure if I gave those to somebody, they are not going to get violently ill.
And they probably would never know that it's past the sell-by date.
No, because especially they're individually wrapped. It's not like, you know, other items. Like if you open a potato chip bag and, you know, air hits them, it's not like that.
Right.
So I don't know. Well, maybe we'll get an answer on this. But yeah, now where do you get shellac?
I think in the paint department of any store.
So you just rub that all over the cookie and then you let it dry?
I think it's a spray. You spray it and that kind of gives it that glossy thing that preserves it. I've never done it, so I don't really know, but that would be my best guess.
Well, I appreciate the idea, because I have no idea what I'm going to... I don't think I can leave them in there much longer, because now the person who cleaned out the refrigerator is starting to comment, why do you still have these cookies in there?
As she should.
As she should. Well, I'll try to get a picture of them for you, though.
Yes, I would love to see that.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Shellacking. Well, that might work. I'll shellac these five-year-old cookies. Now, then what I will do with them, I have no idea. You know, they'll go in a box. I'll never see them again. And then in 10 years, I'll pull them out and say, oh, look, these cookies are still around from 15 years ago. You know, this is how clutter starts. But what about the Twinkies? Does anybody know anything about the Twinkies? Because I have these three, four, something like that, boxes of cotton candy Twinkies that have now reached the sell-by date. And, you know, I don't think that's an expiration date. I think that's just the store has made a deal with the Hostess company that they can only keep them on the shelf so long. I thought there was a study done a few years ago that, you know, Twinkies will last forever. What is in a Twinkie that will spoil? Now, you know these vending machines that are in places, that Twinkies are in there for years and years and years and years. We got a couple minutes left here. Does anybody have an idea on the Twinkies? Who knows anything about baked goods? I don't even know if a Twinkie's baked. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Twinkies are kind of in a realm of their own. Now, I will admit, I like a good Twinkie, but I'm just not a sweets person. I cannot eat a whole lot of sweets. Now, the other night, somebody did bring me a homemade chocolate chip cookie, which was very delicious. Very, as a matter of fact, it was Angie, brought me a homemade chocolate chip cookie. Very, very, very delicious. And I ate that. But I'm just not somebody who would go to the counter and say, oh, a Twinkie hits the spot. But yet, I don't want to poison anybody. So I have not been giving these cotton candy Twinkies out. So should I just dump them in the garbage? Lose my $1.50? that I paid for all three boxes, or can Twinkies survive long periods of time? The pertinent questions we try to solve on this program, right along with finding Don Fleming, Ruth Green, and how do you preserve five-year-old cookies? There's no morning show on the face of the earth like this one. I assure you of that. Don't forget, Adam the Computer Guy today, 2:10 to 3 p.m., and then Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m., all on this station today. Hope you enjoy all the programming. We thank Rich Cordray for coming on this morning right before he started his new job with the federal government in the student aid program. And for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
WWTH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green telling the funniest talk show story of all time about guest starring on Fantasy Island.
I was late.
Yes.
And